USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign continues their challenges to election vote counts with a new lawsuit filed Wednesday in Michigan alleging illegal vote counting in the state. As the campaign continues to investigate allegations of improprieties, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News there are more affidavits coming.
You'll see some affidavits from Pennsylvania. Well, you'll see some other disturbing practices where in Democrat counties you got one advantage, you were able to fix your ballot, whereas the same advantages were not given to Republican counties. Those are on the horizon. There's just so much here. It's very hard to dig into because there's a lot.
Tropical Storm Eta is hitting Florida for a second time, having traveled up the coast to lash the west central portion of the state. Areas around Sarasota and Tampa have seen several inches of rain, causing reports of flash flooding. Eta is expected to make official landfall Thursday morning and move back into the western Atlantic by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President Trump's campaign filed suit in Michigan to block the certification of the vote count in that state. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump's re-election campaign is suing Michigan in a federal court alleging pervasive violations of election law at a vote counting center in Detroit. The lawsuit, accompanied by 234 pages of sworn affidavits, which describes how Republican poll challengers were prevented from having adequate access to observe the counting process, which is in violation of Michigan's election code. This is just one of the many lawsuits filed by the Trump campaign, and Trump Communications Director Tim Murtaugh reminds everyone.
People want to eat the whole apple in one bite. That's not how this process is going to work. This process is going to take patience. It is going to be methodical, and it may be somewhat lengthy, but we have the time to get there.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Indonesia has reached a deal for more than $1 billion in coronavirus loans from Australia. Indonesia has reported around 450,000 cases of COVID-19, but experts believe that number could be much higher because it has one of the lowest testing rates in the world. Pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong say they will resign in protest at the expulsion of four of their colleagues. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The entirety of Hong Kong's elected pro-democracy opposition announced its resignation Wednesday in protest over the expulsion of four lawmakers. Communist China passed a resolution giving local authorities broad new powers to quash dissent, likely marking the end of political opposition in the city. The resolution from China allows Hong Kong's executive to expel elected lawmakers directly without having to go through the courts. Under the new ruling, lawmakers who are deemed to promote or support Hong Kong's independence or who refuse to acknowledge Beijing's sovereignty will immediately lose their qualifications.
And we could be seeing the future of restaurants in a post-pandemic world. Tim Berg has the details of a new-look Chipotle from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.